In addition to Harold Ford Jr. and Michael Steele, three other black candidates are running for top political jobs this year. In Massachusetts, Democrat Deval Patrick is leading the race for governor. Ken Blackwell is the Republican gubernatorial nominee in Ohio. And former pro football great Lynn Swann is the GOP's candidate for governor in Pennsylvania. Both Blackwell and Swann are trailing in the polls. David Basaitis tracks the progress of black candidates for the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. He expects a large African-American turnout on Election Day.
I think on balance, they're motivated. There are some cross currents there. There are concerns about whether votes are going to be counted.
In fact, we just saw a study from the Pew Center that gave us a stunning number.
Yes, only 30% of African Americans were confident that their votes were going to be counted.
Actually be counted?
Yes.
Wow.
But that's balanced by the fact that the Democratic base, and African Americans are part of the Democratic base, is very charged up this year. There's a lot of anger at President Bush, especially about the war in Iraq. And also, there are high hopes for the Democrats to take over the United States House and the Senate.
In what specific races is a big African-American turnout important?
At the top of the list, I'd put Virginia. The race between George Allen, who has a history of issues involving race, and Jim Webb, the former Navy Secretary. That's a race where a big black turnout would probably be enough to put Webb over the top.
And blacks are a substantial portion of the electorate in Virginia.
One in five.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk about Barack Obama running for president in 2008. How will the outcome for black candidates in this election affect his decision about whether or not to run?
I think that the race that he would be most interested in is the Tennessee race with Harold Ford Jr. Deval Patrick winning in Massachusetts won't necessarily bring any new consideration into his campaign, because if Barack Obama was the Democratic nominee, I'm sure he would carry Massachusetts. But Tennessee is more emblematic of wide parts of the country. And if Tennessee is ready to elect a U.S. Senator in Harold Ford Jr., then I think that Obama would look at the environment as potentially promising.
Right now, that race is very close. But there are reasons to suspect whether the numbers are accurate or not. Tell us about that.
That's referred to as the polling lie, and it has to do with white voters in elections where one of the candidates is white and the other candidate is black. The most recent and well-documented evidence of this was in 1989, when the exit polls in the Virginia governor's race showed Doug Wilder winning by 10 points. So as the voters were coming out of the polling places and they were being asked who they voted for, by a margin of 10%, they said they supported Doug Wilder.
Who was the black candidate.
Who was the black candidate. He actually won by 0.5%.
And the theory is that people just don't want to appear to be in public prejudiced.
It's called social desirability, that the more socially desirable thing to say was that they voted for the black candidate.
And does Harold Ford Jr. have reason to be concerned about that in Tennessee at this point?
I think it's less of an issue now. If I were to ballpark what that factor is right now, I would say it's probably closer to 2.5% than the 10% it was when Doug Wilder ran.
Dr. David Basaitis closely tracks the fortunes of black candidates as the senior political analyst with the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.